On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think we're on the radio. But let me quadruple check.
Okay.
I don't even know what episode this is, but who cares? What's up? I don't want to say we're rushing it, but we're kind of rushing today. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And if you're like, wait, we usually watch this on YouTube. We're having some YouTube issues.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with that situation.
We're like,
so we got to get that figured out.
Stoney's not here anymore. We're a person down in transition right now. It's just, it's been a week. I knew it was going to be a week too. I just prepped myself. I said, it's going to be a week, Stephen. Just let it be a week. And yeah. I'm rolling with the waves.
That's all you can do.
I'm rolling in the deep. Isn't that what Adele said? What does
yep.
that even mean?
Yep.
Was that about shit weeks? I think so.
I'm not sure.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you're new to the Uncensored Podcast, I've already said shit once, so that should, you know, kind of give you a heads up of what you're about to get yourself into over here. But just our little disclaimer before we begin. Jessica?
This is kind of like the close friends feature on Instagram, so you're very specific on who you show everything to, and that's kind of like what Uncensored is.
Yeah, so if you're going to be here, just know, like, I think it's probably better that, like, maybe the best way to put this is, like, whatever we're about to say in the next 20, 30 minutes cannot be used against us. Like, give us that space. How about that? Like,
yeah,
don't be coming to us being like, well, you said on the Uncensored Podcast. Like, let this be a chill space.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a radio show listener, like, just be cool. Like, y'all can give a shit on, like, on the text line about radio show stuff, but not here. Like, just let us be us. In our glory over here. Let us take off our human skins and just be aliens over here. You know what I mean? Because it can get a little bit different over here, you know? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with YouTube. We're working on it. We typically do the show on YouTube as well. So if you're a YouTuber, I'm sorry. We're having some weird echo issues. Jess can't really hear what's going on. And if we're doing it on YouTube, I don't know why. I'm not sure what's going on. Jess spent $135 on her wicked nails. So let's all clap for those.
I mean, I just like, that's kind of like my usual for my nails. I get them done once every 4 weeks. But like, this was a little pricier because I did get like some extra like chrome glitter situation for Wicked. Absolutely.
That's impressive.
One-handed is green. One hand is pink for Elphaba and Glinda. I'm so excited.
Do you know that this was like my biggest ex-wife and I's fight was like stuff like this. And I think it's smart that you and Garage have like separate finances because my ex-wife and I didn't. So like I go to work all day and I come home and she'd be like, I just spent $5,000 on my hair. And I'd be like, well, I just had to go work to make all this money. And then you'd spend it. Cause guys, we can't, how much does Garage Boys spend on his haircuts?
I don't know, but he gets them very frequently.
Oh, he doesn't, but you don't know.
No.
God, it's so good. You guys are doing this so much better than we did. Because I am so in awe of people that have separate finances. I know people say shit like, oh, separate finances, you guys, you know.
I mean, we have separate finances, but then we also have things that are together as well.
Isn't it so much better this way, though?
I think so.
Don't you love it so much better this way?
I mean, yeah, but I also, like, wouldn't tell him that he couldn't get his hair cut every 2 weeks because I know, like, that's just his kind of swag.
But what if okay, in your mind, and I don't want a PG answer. I'd like just, like, a raw-ass answer. Is there anything he spends money on that you think is stupid? Like, or to you that makes no sense at all, just because it's not your thing.
I'm trying to think, like, well, we have like a lot of streaming services and like internet situations.
Okay.
But I don't think that's dumb because I also watch football. Like NFL Sunday Ticket is very, very expensive.
What's that cost?
It's like I don't even know. It's like outrageous, something that I saw. But it's like it's just so he can watch like four different games at the same time and we can go back and forth and all those things where it's like, to me, I'm like, do we need that feature? Do we need it? No. But like, do I know that he loves it? And like, do I enjoy it as well? Okay, fine. So I'm not gonna like tell him no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you if but I he guess, but he pays for that. It comes out of his money.
Yeah.
If you were paying for half of that, would you feel some kind of way? Or what if you were paying for all of that?
I would also pay for some of it. Like we also like pay for different things as well. Okay, so here's the thing. So he was talking about wanting to get a new TV during Black Friday,
okay,
right?
Sure.
Now for Christmas, something that Garage Boy and I have done for the last 4 years, instead of exchanging actual gifts, we like to do a activity together. So like go do something together.
It's good.
So like the last couple of years, what we've really been enjoying is going to National Harbor, and they have like the ice thing down there.
Peanuts this year.
Yes, exactly. And if you don't know what that is, it's like literally like think Peanuts, but like ice sculptures, and it's freaking awesome. And they have like all these Christmas light shows down in the area. It is like so Christmas.
Yeah.
And we want to stay the night there, whatever, which like costs some money, but like that's our thing for each other, right? But he was talking about the TV. And I was like, okay, so we have to be honest. If you want the TV, that's technically our gift.
That's the thing.
Because we can't do both. And I was like, I am down if you want the TV, because I know you've been wanting one. And I was like, however, is it important to me for us to have a bigger TV? Do I personally care? No. But if this is something that is very important to you and you want to spend money on this, I am willing to do that. But it's really your decision. Like,
so you won't go to the National Harbor?
Yes. I said, I was like, but we can't do both. That's the thing. So I just want you to know that like, if we spend money on the TV, we're not doing a Christmas like weekend. We can't afford to do both. It's one or the other.
Why am I sad about this?
It's sad, isn't it?
I'm sad about National Harbor.
Yes, but also too, it's like we've done it's our tradition, but we've done it before. Like, is it something that I look forward to? Yes. But is it something that I've already done? Yes. So am I willing to give that up because he wants a TV? Absolutely. So I was like, but it's completely up to you. And I would love to do both, but we just financially can't. So it's up, like you have to make a decision. And he was like, but I want to see Peanuts. And I was like, I know, but it's either the TV or not. And he was like, we don't need the TV. And I was like, okay, because I want to see Peanuts too. So we're going to National Harbor. And we're not going to get a TV this year. But it's like that, you know, where it's like, do I genuinely care if our TV is bigger? I don't.
Yeah.
But like, I know that's something that he's been really wanting.
Right.
But then I'm just like, it's up to you. Like, are we going to do we want to be like who's in Whoville? Or do you want to have like a really nice screen for when we watch the, you know, a Christmas game? It's up to you.
I know.
But he is down more for the Christmas than the TV because he's like, we can fucking do that whenever.
I really struggled with the money situation. I really, I just want you to imagine, like, I went to work all day, right? Like, I was the one working, right? And then my ex-wife, her biggest thing was either makeup or shoes. So like I come home and she would just have like a new pair of shoes like every day. And I would just get resentful because I was like, you can go work. And yes, we can argue like we were moving around the country.
Yeah, you were.
Like, but.
And that's hard.
She can go. She could go get a job. Like she wasn't pursuing employment very hard. Like I was watching her efforts to try to get work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just get resentful. I'd walk in and it was like, I was just watching her and I was never buying stuff for myself because all the extra money was gone, mm-hmm. you know? And I was always, anything that I was just trying to save the money just in case, because our jobs, as you know, are kind of like up in the air. So I would just get resentful. So I applaud you guys because I would just come home and like, I would just see these shoes sitting there and be like, these goddamn shoes. I think separate. I don't think I could ever be in a relationship again where I have a joint checking account. I don't mm-hmm. I think for that reason alone, I would just get resentful. And it really took a toll on us because mm-hmm. I could like anything that she would spend.
You guys never were on the same page.
No,
right?
No, it was just, it didn't.
And that's like such a massive thing that you have to be on the same page about.
Ever. Speaking of Wicked, how are we feeling? Let's give our I've watched Jess all week. I watched your video last night, or maybe it was Tuesday night, about you and Maya and Abby. And it was like watching three children talking about Wicked.
What are you talking
you
about?
You were so, the three of you lit up like you were the same age.
I would like to share something with you. Yes. You know, when adults are joyful, it doesn't mean that they're a child.
No, I'm saying.
Adults can be joyful.
No, but I'm saying you guys all had the three amount of same of joy.
Yeah.
Like it was equal the same amount of joy.
Yeah, because I'm a happy adult.
Of literal like happiness.
Yes.
Lit up about Wicked. It was crazy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Which I love, by the way, because the girls are theater kids. The girls are like in a theater company and they do shows like all the time. So I love that this is like another thing that we can bond over and that I can share my love of the show with them because it's the first musical that I've ever seen. And I'm just so freaking excited. I just loved how, because remember when I felt like it had been so long before we got this kind of like promo takeover of a film, like when Barbie came about, we were like, this is so fucking fun, like with the makeup and the clothes, and it was just everything. And I feel like Wicked has just kind of taken the same thing and
approach.
It's because you feel like you're a part of it, and it makes it so exciting looking forward to the situation. But yeah, we already have our ticket. I'm going like right at, I'm going a little, I have to go home, I have to get ready, and then we're going to see the movie.
First showing.
Yeah.
Wait, it actually opens, we're recording this on Thursday.
Yeah.
It opens tonight.
Technically, like the Friday, November 22nd is the day. However, Amazon Prime had a pre-showing, so like Amazon Prime members have been able to see the movie since Monday.
Really?
Yes. But I wanted to wait for Friday just so I could have the weekend to just be like freaking the fuck out. And I already know I'm going to want to see it again.
I don't know if I'm going to see it in theaters. I love, by the way, there's a story today out about how AMC is putting out signs that say you can't sing during the show.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
And I love that.
Yeah, I think it's nice because like, well, there's also the starting Christmas Day, there's going to be sing-along showings.
Yeah.
So I think that they're going to basically give everyone what they need. I think the sing-along showings are going to be a completely different experience and special in their own right. But I do think that, I was going to talk about that tomorrow for opening day, but I do think that it is important that people aren't like belting out right now. I want to hear Cynthia Erivo's rendition of all of these songs. I want to hear Ariana Grande sing Popular, you know?
We'll talk about this right here because we're talking about it in Act Dumb on the radio show tomorrow if you hear this. AMC.
I know. There's a story I want to share, but I'm saving it for Friday Cry-Day. I can just share it and you guys just pretend like I never told you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw the original cast perform Wicked. And I just learned this year from my Nana.
You saw...
I saw Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
And
I had no idea. So my Nana took my mom and I when I had just turned 10. So she took me to see Wicked for my birthday in San Francisco. And it was my first musical I had ever seen. And I remember seeing it and like it literally changed my fucking world. Rocked me to my fucking core. And in my mind, like I was just so blown away by everything, all the performances and everything. And then obviously like growing up, the show goes to New York, it becomes insanely massive like 20 years ago, and it's just Kristen Chenoweth, Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
And then me listening to those songs, it's always their version, or like when I would watch videos or like streaming whatever on YouTube, I would watch them. So in my brain, like the memories I have are them, but I just assumed like that's just what I've kind of put in my brain because of everything I've listened to. And I was talking to my... Oh, no. So I'm like on Instagram, obviously all this like Wicked history is like coming up. It's like all I'm seeing on my feed. And I see a picture of like young Idina, young Kristen, and they're in the theater that I saw it in. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's no way. And like it's a theater in San Francisco. And I'm like, that looks like really familiar. Like that's kind of weird. And I look into it and the show originally opened in San Francisco before going to New York.
Yeah.
And I had no fucking clue. And so I called my Nana and I'm like, we went in 2003, right? And she was like, yes. And I'm like, and we went in May because you took me for my birthday. And that's when the show opened. And she was like, yes, like that's who we saw. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So the memories that I have in my brain are literally real. Like I literally saw them.
It's pretty rad.
It's fucking insane.
When you get to see like the original cast of things, it's like, you're like the real deal. And then I feel like when you go see like the next people, it's always like, I guess it's all right.
It's cool, but no matter always, what, I mean, but I just love that it's like a part of the show. It's like, it's really Kristen and Adina that kind of created those characters that now so many other cast members have renditions of. But like, I was just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
It's cool.
That's a cool story.
AMC is running promos, 30-second warning clips before their movies.
Before the movie starts.
Yeah. Mm. It says no talking.
Yeah.
No texting. No singing.
Yeah.
No wailing. No flirting. And absolutely no name calling. Which, like,
flirting.
Weird. All those.
I'm sure it's done in like a really cute
probably.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're saying, basically they're saying they don't.
Be quiet.
They don't want to sing. They don't, basically don't sing during the movie.
Yeah.
Which, like, honestly, I'm glad. It's like one of the reasons I don't want to go see this damn movie in the theater, because I just,
You can see it before. I mean, if it's not going to be a sing-along show,
right,
then go see it.
Then don't sing, right? Can we agree to that? Then don't sing.
No, I'm saying go see it then. Because there's options now.
Right. Like, but I'm afraid that, like, listen, I'm a theater kid, right? I grew up as a theater kid. I understand. I go to musicals all the time. I love musicals. Don't sing it. Like, just don't sing in the theaters.
Just
be polite. You're not, even if you are super talented, it's just not the place. It's not
or
the place.
Just wait for the sing-along.
Right.
Because that will be so
that's
fun
fine.
To sing with
right.
everyone.
That's fine. How did you feel about the Eras Tour, though? Were you okay with...
Oh, yeah, but that was the thing. It was like, go, like, give, like, exchange friendship bracelets, sing, dance.
Right.
Like, this is your concert.
I don't know.
Which I loved, because that felt more of like, and it was accessible, because the Eras Tour was not accessible for everyone.
Right.
That was such a random.
It kind of like, you knew what you get yourself into.
Yeah. Same thing with like Beyonce, right?
Right.
It was like, that. This is for you.
If you're going for a concert, but this is a movie. Like, I just don't want to be surrounded by people that don't know the cues, because the songs are going to be a little bit different renditions, and like, it's going to be people singing different cues, and like, it just so from Jess and myself, please, and AMC, please just don't be singing Wicked. It's Thanksgiving week, and this may seem very anti-Thanksgiving, but question before we go into break: do you really honestly want to spend time ever with your in-laws' family? Let's talk about it right after the break, okay?
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The timing of this may not be perfect, I understand, but just go with me here. I just got back from Knoxville, and this has nothing to do with my sister's family, in-law family per se, but it just sparked the conversation and the memories for me per se. The holidays are tough, and you know this. It's like now you're married, like, you're going all which ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
switching time is difficult.
Like, you're like going, like, you're like, oh, okay, well, for Thanksgiving, because what are you guys doing for the holidays?
Thanksgiving's easy, because we go see our family and my family in Virginia.
Yeah.
And we spend with them. Christmas will be a little different, because we're going to try to figure out, like, who's doing what and, like, how much time we need to spend with who, and, like, figuring the whole schedule out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's hard. So in Knoxville, it was my sister's husband's family. It was majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
There were like a million of them there. There was, I don't, maybe 15 of them there. And then it was my sister. And then there was my mom. It was my mom's friend. And it was me. My brother didn't come and my dad didn't come. My dad was sick and my brother had a retreat to go to. So it was like, they couldn't make it. So it was like majority of them. And like, it was like us, right?
Yeah.
And to be honest, it kind of sucked, because whenever like your family doesn't have like the family dynamics different with it, with like their side of the family, it's like just like not the same. And I'm like, this sucks. And it just kind of reminded me of when I was married. And I just thought about like how many different holidays I had to split up and had to go to, because her family was, so she was, her parents were divorced. So either we had to go to her dad's house, her mom's house, or some years we had to go to her grandparents' house. So there's three sides on that. And then my family's still married. So it's like, there was one option for us. It was just, every holiday was so chaotic. It was just like, you know what? Like, I just, every year we didn't go to my house, I was like somewhat level of disappointed. It's like, I just, every holiday, I just wanted to like go to my house. And every year we went to like her house, I was like,
yeah.
Some level of like,
it's hard to like when you guys being in separate places.
Yeah. It was like just not as fun. And so this weekend when I was in Knoxville, I was like, even like combining family units and doing things together, this has nothing to do with his family and my family. I was even thinking about when we combine my family and her families. I'm like, this is just not as fun as it would have been if it was just like our family and then like his family doing something separately. I'm sure they felt the same way because our family was there. I'm like, I think if I'm ever in a relationship again, I'm never going to combine family things ever again. Mm. I'm just not going to do it because it's never as good as if you just get your core family.
Wait, so basically it's like, so for Christmas, you're basically just going to be like, I'm going to be here if you want to come, cool. If not, then we'll spend it separately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to go to my family's house. Mm-hmm. If you want to come, cool. I'm just not going to go to your family's house.
Mm.
Because it's just not going to be as enjoyable.
Yeah. You don't think that's selfish?
Maybe it is. Mm. It is selfish.
Yeah.
It is selfish.
It's just a choice you're making.
It's just a choice that I'm making. Because
as long as you know that you're being selfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is selfish. Because you don't have to chime in this conversation if you don't want to. My experience is the holidays are never as fun if you're not with your own family. It's just not as fun. It's not as fun. It's not as fun. So I'm like, how many holidays and family events do I want to give up to make my partner have? Like, you can go with your family because I guarantee you, you're also going to have more fun with your family.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You don't really want to be with my family either. So like, yo, 100%. And if you do, you're more than welcome to come. It's fine. Yeah. But if you're more happy with your family, no, there's no harm, no foul. I love you. I'll see you when we get back. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Merry Christmas. See you in the new year. Does that sound crazy?
I think it just sounds like you guys have to have the same priorities, you know, because it's kind of like you not doing that is not trying to get close to the people that they love and see a part of like who made them who they are. But if you meet someone that's like, heck yeah, I'll see you in a little bit and we'll reconvene, then yeah, then there's that. I think it's just a matter of like, you know, you just both have to be on the same page.
I was sitting there at my sister's thing and I was like, I just feel like no one's really having that much fun as if we were doing this as separate families, but nobody's willing to say it. Like, I just wish that like somebody would be willing to admit this would be way more fun is if we just did this as separate families. You know what I mean? But why will nobody admit it? Why will nobody admit it? Like, nobody will say the word.
Well, because it's just one baptism. And so yeah, I think the main thing is.
We'll do two different celebrations. I don't know. But like, why will nobody say the words? No, nobody will say it. Why will no one just speak the truth?
I have to say, growing up, some of like my favorite memories is like having my mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family together. And yeah, like that alone is so much of like my chemistry. Like, that's made me a lot of who I am. So I think it's just a matter of meeting someone who's on the same page as you.
Are you willing to admit that holidays are more fun at your house than Garage Boy's house?
No, because I love, like, when we went to, honestly, like, I hate being so far away from everyone. I wish that we lived in the same place as some of his cousins. Cause like when we went, when his cousin got married in Seattle, it was like the best fucking time on the planet. Cause he has so, what I'm jealous about him is he has so many cousins that are his age. And I don't. I'm the oldest, like by 10 years of everybody. So yeah. All my cousins are little. So I had to like change diapers. But like being with his family, it just feels like you're with the homies. So I love.
So for Christmas, you think it's as fun to be at his parents' house than it is? Like, you went to Alaska.
Yeah. And that was like,
and for you, it's like equal. It was like I'd rather be here as much as I'd rather be at my parents' house.
It's a different experience because like I like. the joy that I have is seeing where he's from. And I loved being there and seeing different pieces that make him who he is. And I loved the times that we had together of him being like, this is where I did this and this is so-and-so. And like, I loved meeting the people that are in all the stories that he shares me with. And like, that is the same level of love that I have when I am with my family. But that's because for me, that is a priority for me. And that is something that I enjoy.
I'll be at Nancy's house.
That's fine.
Nancy will be cooking me some hot chocolate.
Go ahead.
But you know what I mean? Like, I only get so many times with my family, man. Like, what in the world? All right.
All right. I got to go get on TV.
Just got to go. So we're off next week. And then we'll be back the week after for 2 weeks. And then we are done for the year, y'all. Jess, where we get you?
Just do it. JESSDUITT on IG.
I'll be at That Guy Kramer. And then, yeah, we'll see you guys after the Thanksgiving break. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.